This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The four most electrifying hours of sports talk entertainment you will find anywhere at any point starts now. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday. We are back.
Are you glad to be back on that side of the board?
It doesn't bother me doing the show. On my own. It bothers me doing the show without the great one. There is a difference. Doing the show by myself, fine. I've been a one man band as long as I've needed to. But it's not as much fun.
I will say,
welcome back, Dead Man Walking.
Thank you. I love my job and I love being here and I hate when I'm not here. I know some people don't love their job, but I do love mine. And I felt really bad, period, because I slept for 2 days.
So you felt really bad because you were dying.
Well.
But you made it back.
I did. I saw the abyss, but I did not embrace it.
Traumatic, but that's what we're here
for,
man.
Well, you went there. I just followed you. That's all.
The great one back in the saddle again. I am Rob Brown. The pleasure is mine. Hope that you are well. Hope you had a great weekend. If you're a college baseball fan, you did, unless you're a Clemson fan. And then you didn't. Bounced from their own regional yesterday. Could not escape from their own regional. So the Clemson baseball season has come to its conclusion. Coming up at 8:40 this morning, John Blau of the Post and Courier will pull up. And we'll talk to him a little bit about what went wrong. The answer...
They
got beat down.
Twice.
Yeah.
I looked at the, I watched a little bit of the first game. I was like, oh, okay. And then I was flipping and saw Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
It was like Kentucky's doing
West Virginia and Kentucky.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
And then, of course, West Virginia beat Kentucky. West Virginia advances out of the Clemson Regional to the Super Regionals. We are going to talk extensively today about the best postseason in all of American sports. I won over like three people over the weekend.
I do. I was thinking of a question for you. Is it better to go to the tournament and get your butt beat like that, or to be South Carolina and not even be close?
Oh, to go.
Is
to
it?
Go. Yeah, because look. Because
that was kind of embarrassing.
There's a lot of very good teams.
South Carolina's entire season
was embarrassing. I was
going to
say, what's more embarrassing?
Yeah,
right?
True. But
what's more embarrassing? There's a lot of good tournament. A lot of good teams that get bounced from the tournament. The number one overall national seed, Vanderbilt, and the number two overall national seed, Texas, also both got bounced. Also hosting their own regionals. Also got smoked. Vanderbilt didn't win a game. They went 0-2 in their region. So
same with Clemson.
So with that being said, no, Clemson won on day one. Clemson won on Friday, and then they lost on Saturday and yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So they had a, it was
the best. I apologize, Clemson.
I hope somebody recorded that. You'll never hear that again. It's the best postseason in all of sports. It was a fantastic weekend. And we're not done, because we've got a handful of regional championships that will be determined today. And I'm quite excited about that. It's the best postseason in sports. I will say, and I do have to apologize in advance to the Clemson fans for this quick little story. Yesterday, the wife and I were hanging around the house. It was like noon. I was watching some baseball. She was on the couch with the dog. We're watching, you know, Murder Mystery of the Week, number 7. And she says, we should take the dogs somewhere today. Let's get them some outside time. And I said, great. Yep, let's do that. There's a little dog bar that we like to go to out in Malden. I was like, pack them up. Let's head to the dog bar. I know they're going to have the baseball on. I'm also that loser that brings his laptop to make sure I can stream whatever individual game that I want to watch. By the way, ESPN did Squeeze Play, where at any given moment they were covering every baseball game happening in the postseason. It was spectacular. So we go to the dog bar and we turn the puppers loose, and they got a game or two up on the TV, and I got the stream going. So they got Squeeze Play up on the big TV, and I just go ahead and put the Clemson game on my laptop. And I'm sitting there watching it, and there's like a guy and a wife behind us, guy's in his Clemson polo, and I was like, dude, why? We got to talk, and I'm like, why aren't you there? And he's like, the wife wouldn't let me go. Like, he's whispering it. She's 2 feet away talking to my wife. It's like, wife wouldn't let me go. I'm like, ah, dude, sucks to be you, bud. Sucks to be you. So at this point, Clemson's down like 13-2. They've got like 5 errors, which is an inordinate, unacceptable amount of errors. Like, and that's at the end of the day, that's why you lost the game. It's just an unacceptable number of errors. And so we're watching this game. And we're hanging out, and Kentucky gets a man on first. I think there's one or two outs at this point. And the announcers for the game, who I have to say, as good as the product was, some of the announcers you can tell were like out of their depth a little bit. I was watching last night Florida State and Mississippi State. And Mississippi State's playing good ball. They're up 2-0 in Florida State. Florida State hits a 2-run shot in the 6th or 7th inning. 2-run shot to tie it up. And the announcers are like, well, you know, if Mississippi State can find a way to put another run on the board and win this, we're coming back here tomorrow for a game 7. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not that. It is an elimination game. It is a win or go home. It's an apt metaphor, but it's not a game 7. Anyway, point is, I'm sitting there watching. Kentucky gets a runner on first. They're up like 12 or 13 runs at this point. And announcer bro is like, you know, and now if you're Clemson, you got to be careful because you got to be worried about the steal. And the guy next to me in his Clemson polo yells, they're up 13. They're not stealing. Like, he was not okay. And so he walks to the bar. And this dog bar is a beer-only bar, right? It's like a draft house. It's a beer-only bar. He walks to the bar. As he gets up to walk to the bar, I was letting him watch the Clemson game on my laptop. We were broing out. And he's like, can I get you a drink? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a beer if you're going up there. I'll get the next round. He goes, yeah, I need one. Like, real sad all of a sudden. So he walks up to the bar. Again, it's beer only. It's like a little window that looks out to the outside where the doggos are and where the people are. He walks up to the window and he goes, can I get a beer and a shot of whiskey? And the lady goes, well, we only have beer. And he looks at her and he's like joking, but you know that joking you do when you're real frustrated and upset about stuff? He goes, can I get a beer, a shot of whiskey? And the lady goes, we only have beer. And he goes, I need you to find me whiskey. Like, that's the mood that this cat was in, watching Clemson just for whatever reason suddenly lose the ability not just to hit the baseball, but to field the baseball as well. Man, it was painful. Painful. So Clemson gets bounced from their regional. They were not alone.
Did Clemson Clemson? Were they Clemsoning?
No, I mean, they played. Listen, this is why I repeatedly say that postseason baseball, postseason college baseball, and I absolutely do put it up with the Stanley Cup Finals. You guys know how much I love the Stanley Cup Finals. I put it up with the Major League Baseball playoffs. The college baseball and college softball postseason, because it's the same format with the exact same electricity. The college baseball and college softball postseasons are the best postseasons in sports. It's not the, I will acknowledge, it's not the cleanest baseball. It's not the best baseball. If you watch college baseball, and I say this as a lover of college baseball, if you watch college baseball, you will, I think, if you only watch MLB, and you, like, check in on the college game, you will immediately gain a new amount of respect and recognition for how good the guys who make it to the show are. You will immediately gain a new level of respect for how good the guys who make it to MLB truly are, how good those teams are, how efficient they are, how spectacular they are as baseball players. But I will also say, if you watch the college, you know all the things that you guys have been saying for years about college football that I've beat you up for? Well, you know, it's all about the love of the game, the passion, the pageantry. That's what makes it better than the NFL. And I'm like, that's real dumb. That's real dumb. No, it's not. It's guys in the NFL want to win just as much. Guys in the, all those things you say are true about college football that I've beat you up for years for believing because they're false, they are absolutely true about college baseball. Because most of the dudes on the field, most of the dudes on the field don't have scholarships. A lot of those guys are not scholarship players. They are walk-on players, or they're on partial scholarship. College baseball only has a handful of scholarships to give away every year, and it is not enough to cover everybody on the team. So most of the guys on a college baseball team are either not on scholarship, or they're on a partial scholarship and are partially paying their own way. That's love of the game, dude. That's love of the game. And if you watch it, while there are spots, the baseball won't be the cleanest. There were multiple games Saturday and yesterday where the run total was 30. There were 30 runs scored between two teams. There was a game last night. Now I'm blanking off the top of my head. There was a game last night. It ended like 18-15. That's not a thing. Although the Dodgers did score 18 on the Yankees on Saturday. We'll talk about that later in the show, because that was a fun three-game set out on the left coast in Major League Baseball. A lot of bad baseball. I don't want to say bad baseball. A lot of not clean baseball. A lot of sloppy baseball. But at the same time, the boys press, man. The boys press. The boys are out there playing. Like, it is so good that on Saturday, as I was getting set for Bet for the Cycle, Cody Decker out on Saturday, so it was me and Jake Hassan, and they paired us up intentionally because Jake Hassan, my love of college baseball, fades like a dying sun compared to Jake Hassan. This dude can tell you the starting ace of every pitcher in college baseball. It's remarkable. So they pair me and Hassan up so that we can do a full day Saturday of college baseball gambling. And I get a text from Deck at about 11:45, we had like two or three games started at that point. The wraparound coverage had started up. And Deck sends me a text. And he says, I'm watching wraparound coverage of, all quotes, Rob's best postseason in sports. This is an unwatchable product. And then I got another text from Deck yesterday afternoon where he was like, I'm not in on it being the best postseason in baseball. I am entertained. I'm like, you're damn right you are. You're damn right. Especially on Sunday, where from 11 a.m. until probably 1 o'clock this morning, I ended up passing out. There were some late night games last night. Oklahoma State was playing in an elimination game against USC that didn't start until like 9 o'clock left coast time. Game started at like midnight our time. I was out. I went to bed early last night, like 11 p.m. I was in bed early. But it sets up where we got a handful of games tonight. So there's Left Coast games going on into the night. And every one of them is an elimination game. Every single one of those games. The entire Sunday morning slate, all the way up through games starting at midnight last night, every single one of them is win or go home for somebody. For at least one of the two teams on the field. I don't know what you want from me. And on top of that, and here is why, because somebody has already put onto the Hub City Spartanburger text line 71307. Rob, how can you say it's better than March Madness? Here's why. There were just as many upsets in the regional round of the NCAA basketball tournament, baseball tournament, just as many upsets as you would have in the most exhilarating March Madness tournament. But there is one difference. One difference is this. If Virginia, the best team in college basketball, has a bad day and they lose a game, they're not done. In the basketball tournament, how many times do we genuinely truly feel that the best team in college basketball, or even a team that, like, I don't want to say consensus, but like has a majority of people in the sportiverse saying that's the best team in college basketball, wins the tournament half the time? Hell, let's say 60% of the time. Why is that? Because in the college basketball tournament, you have one bad day, your season's over. And I know a lot of y'all like that. I know a lot of y'all are in favor of that. And in football, like, you have to do it that way in football. You can't have a 7-game series in football. But in football, that's a full 3.5-hour game that the mood and the tempo and the momentum can shift at any given point. In baseball, you have a bad day, your starting pitcher goes out there and he gets rocked in the first inning, you may not be able to come back from that, right? So to me, when you have 3 or 4 or 5 guys on a pitching rotation, your one starting 9-man lineup is only 20% of what your team actually is. Because you may have an ace who's the best in baseball, but your 2, 3, 4 guys suck. Or the opposite. Maybe you got one questionable pitcher on your staff, but you can go deep. 2, 3, 4 days multiple deep with great pitchers. But if you lose on one day, you never get to send the rest of your pitching staff out to the bump that you have built and assembled as part of the team. And so in college baseball, if you went out on Friday on the opening day of regionals and your starting pitcher, your number one guy, has a bad day and gets rocked, or you're one of the teams that doesn't send out your Friday starter. You send out your Saturday starter on Friday, save your better arm for day number 2 so that you can either A, have your ace to avoid elimination, or B, have your ace to just shoot you into the regional finals, right? One bad day does not end your season in baseball. You get 2 losses in the regionals. You get 2 losses in the supers. You get 2 losses in Omaha. That's why the college baseball tournament is better than March Madness. Because in March Madness, you watch because if UMBC catches Virginia on a day that Virginia can't find the ocean from a boat with the basketball, they're done. That's it. They go home, season over. It does not matter what they accomplished. In baseball, if Vanderbilt goes out there and they have an awful, craptastic day and they lose to Wright State, who? They have a chance to come back the next day and they got an uphill hill to climb. An uphill hill, which is a hill.
Well, that's like 2 hills. I mean, so
they've got an uphill journey to get back to the regional final, but they can earn that way back. It's punished for it, but they can earn it back. Can't do that in basketball. That to me is why when a Vanderbilt, the number one national seed in college baseball, loses in their regional, it is way more compelling and interesting than when Virginia loses in round 1 of the NCAA tournament. It's way more interesting to me, way more compelling. All right, we're going to talk college baseball a little bit over 2 hours from now. John Blau with the Post and Courier will join us. We'll break down what went wrong for Clemson as they are bounced from their own regional. We'll talk some NBA finals, their setup, Stanley Cup finals as well. We got a show. Don't go anywhere. Rob, Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the radio broadcast this morning. I have been dealing with a bit of an existential crisis as of late because I am coming to the realization that things are changing and they are out of my control. And no, I am not talking about my own body. I'm fine. Shut up. I am talking about my television screens. I have had to, in the past 2 weeks, say goodbye to two television shows that have been remarkably important to me. ESPN's Around the Horn and Inside the NBA on TNT. Tony Reale and the gang said farewell a week and a half-ish or so ago, and Inside the NBA on TNT signed off the other day when the end of the Eastern Conference Finals came to pass. Shaq, Ernie, Chuck, and Kenny saying farewell from TNT for the last time. They'll be moving over to ESPN. It is largely assumed the same cast and crew will just be brought over there. Now, I do not know if they will be bringing their production crew with them, their directors with them,
etc. By the way, Ernie said that they would be bringing their production crew.
I'm glad to hear it. Because what I do not want is for that show to change its character or dynamic at all. I don't want that. I don't want Shaq and Chuck to have to play nice with each other. I don't want Kenny to have to stop being the instigator. I don't want Ernie to keep his street cred off the camera. Like, I want that show to still be that show.
What is your belief? What's the percentage of belief that you think it's going to remain the way it is?
I don't know that I have one. It is not a belief. I will acknowledge that I do my best to tell people, don't act out of fear. Don't panic out of fear. Fearing something, especially something out of your control, is not a wonderful way to live your life. Living in fear of things or people or situations or circumstances that are different than you, living in that fear is a bad way to live your life. Especially when you really don't know if that thing is true or not. You should base your entire system of action and activity on things that you know to be true or false, not things that you believe to be true or false. But I will acknowledge that I am acting on fear out of this. Fear that show is going to change. And my fear is predicated on the same system of beliefs that I have been telling you all I judge my views, my paradigm on college football with. The understanding and acknowledgement that what we want, what we like, what we enjoy is in most situations where something is worth multiple zeros on a paycheck to people, irrelevant. What you like, want, enjoy is irrelevant to most figures who make 7, 8, 9-figure paychecks off of a thing. There is only one thing that drives their decision-making, and that is the bottom dollar. How do I know that? Both of these TV shows. The reason that Inside the NBA on TNT is leaving TNT is not because it's a bad product, is not because it's stale, is not because it is bad, quite the opposite. In fact, I would make the argument, and one of the reasons that I love Inside the NBA on TNT is that it has been for years now, and I am not blowing smoke. I don't know Ernie, Chuck, Shaq, or Kenny, or their production staff, who do a fabulous job. I don't know. I got no reason to kiss butt to them. The reason that this show is important to me, has mattered to me, is because, and I mean this, it's the only NBA show worth watching on TV. I mean it. I'm going to say this as respectfully as possible, though that's not very. ESPN's NBA coverage is not worth watching outside of the games themselves. And even some of the games themselves are not great. But ESPN's coverage of the NBA outside of games is not worth watching. It is a bunch of hot take artists and Kendrick Perkins, who's not even really a hot take artist. He's just kind of there to me. With all due respect to K-Perk, just not my guy. So when you are taking this crew, and I mean this, over the past probably a dozen years, the only crew that I go, I gotta tune in and see what the boys have to say tonight. There are some good personalities on ESPN. Malika Andrews, when she talks NBA, knows her stuff. Mina Kimes, I think, does a good job when she crosses over into the NBA. But there's also a lot of, if I got to listen to Stephen A. Smith scream one more time about the Knicks, I'm done. I'm out. And so the fear that I act on here is that this crew, which has created this broadcast that, to me, is the only NBA coverage show that is worth watching. And then you add the fact that, to me, TNT does a better job of their in-game broadcast than any other outlet covering the NBA. When you take that and you move it exclusively to ESPN, which is only there so that the folks on ESPN can, as they have done with college football, as they, I'm going to call the shot, we'll do at some point with the NFL down the line, with the exception of where the sports entities allow streaming services to pick up individual products. I watched the NASCAR race at Nashville on Amazon Prime last night. Y'all, it was really good. It was right. I stayed up watching. Well, I had the baseball games on the big TV, but I had the prime race off on the side. I stayed up watching Dale Jr. and the crew do post-game breakdown of the Nashville race last night for like an hour. And it was good. Like, they actually talked about the race. They didn't go, all right, we're going to send it up now to so-and-so who's going to talk about, you know, this person's got their baby up there. Let's go look at the baby. No, I don't care about the baby. Talk to me about the race. What happened? How did Ryan Blaney win his first race since last November? The man's been inside the top five, it feels like, every race all year. Could not find a checkered. Last night, not only did he win it, but he outran Carson Hocevar, who had a great Carson Hocevar car last night. Beat it by 3 seconds. How did that happen in a race that was very competitive until it wasn't? And they did a fantastic job, I thought, of breaking that down with knowledge, intimate knowledge of the sport that even I, a guy who knows NASCAR, could not keep up with. Great product, great showing. So
6:29, I don't care about the baby.
I don't care about your baby. I care about the, I did not tune in to the baby's hour. I tuned in to NASCAR. I want to watch NASCAR. Stop showing me the driver's babies. I don't care. Show me the car. Show me the inspections. Show me the lap times. That's all I care about. Enjoy the promo. So, when it comes to this show, Inside the NBA on TNT, and what they have done in making me care about basketball, but also being entertaining, I could watch Kenny pancake Shaq into a Christmas tree. Like, I'm at the point now where I might just like loop that on a video, and I'm going to do Christmas night countdown, like a New Year's Eve countdown, except instead of a ball dropping down to some big numbers, it's Shaq getting canned into a tree. I love it. They've provided these moments of entertainment, but when the boys talk hoops, they talk hoops. They talk it well. They break it down well. And the tech they've involved. Have you seen the wall where Kenny goes behind the wall and then he's like 3D hologram projected onto the court? And he could like walk around the video from the game, stop it, pause it, but he's like on the court. He can like walk around the player. It's incredible. I to this day have no idea how it works. Now, I'm a big dummy, so like that makes sense, but it's interesting. It's entertaining. This show is the only basketball show for years now that I've said, if I got to catch up on what happened in the association tonight, I got to go to Inside the NBA on TNT. They're the only ones who actually break it down basketball. The interview that Chuck did with Karl-Anthony Towns after the Knicks won game 5 over the Pacers was one of the best interviews I've seen, because Chuck, who treated Kat with a measure of respect and dignity that I appreciated, while also saying, hey, bro, why do you keep getting these stupid fouls? Why do you keep doing that? You're hurting your team, and making Kat give a genuine answer that I do not think a journalist in a post-game press conference could get out of him, right? If a journalist in the post-game press would say, Kat, you're getting stupid fouls, I think it would make sense that Kat would fire back with a athlete cliche in that moment. But when he talks to Chuck Barkley, and Chuck says, hey, man, here's this thing that I, as a living legend of basketball, have a guy. There is one benefit, and I will give you this. You guys know how I felt for a long time about the fact that TV opportunities are going away from people like me who have put years and years and years into sharpening themselves as a broadcaster, because it always seems like, just get a former athlete. And there's a lot of really bad ones out there, but there are some elements that only a former athlete can get, and only a guy like Chuck could get an answer like that out of Kat. So they made this show must-watch TV from a lot of different angles, and my fear is they send it over to ESPN, and ESPN says, no, we don't need genuinely good studio broadcasts breaking down the games. We need hot takes. Because right now, everything on ESPN is devolved into hot takes. Everything. Name me a show that's not hot take. The only answer until a week and a half ago was Around the Horn. Around the Horn was the only not hot take show that network had. And what happened to Around the Horn? Tony Reale and the boys said goodbye a week and a half ago. I'm not saying there were never hot take artists on Around the Horn, but the show was not a hot take show. Tune in to ESPN's morning show this morning. $5 says there's a LeBron segment. $5 says there's a Cowboys segment. Why? So they can hot take those teams, get a bunch of reactions. And granted, it's on us because we keep falling. It's on y'all because you keep falling for it. It ain't on me. But that's what they've done to sports broadcasting, by and large, with all due respect. That's not what Inside the NBA on TNT has been. So my fear is that they're going to take that show, move it to ESPN, and then force them to become a hotty takey show. And if it becomes a hot take show, I got to get out. And that's a bummer because I don't know where else to go outside of a handful of interesting YouTube streamers. And I don't want to be a guy who goes, I'm watching some streams tonight. I want to watch good TV. Call me old-fashioned. Call me back after this break because we got a segment to do. Rob Alonso and you, The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The New York Knicks eliminated by the Indiana Pacers over the weekend. So our, yeah, I said it that way for Lonzo. Lonzo came in this morning and told me that he would be still sick, but the tears of Knicks fans have rejuvenated him.
They did. They have those kind of powers. They do.
Yeah. The Knicks eliminated by the Pacers. So we have our NBA finals set. It is the Oklahoma City Thunder out of the West. It is the Indiana Pacers out of the East. And I will tell you two things. Number one, that we are going to have an early visit this week. Probably, no, we won't. We're good because the first game is on Thursday. I was going to say, well, I'm going to try to bump Mario up earlier in the week to talk NBA Finals. But game one of the Stanley Cup is on Wednesday. Game one of the NBA Finals is on Thursday. So we will not. We'll have Mario in his regularly scheduled time on Thursday morning to talk NBA. Mario Heron of the BetMGM Network joins us weekly on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to talk basketball. We will do that again this Thursday. That being said, what I wanted to get to is this. I think the Pacers can. I'm not saying will. can win this series. Las Vegas. Oh, that's me. That's the autoplay from a website that I will now never visit again. Who decided that more important than reading the article I came to their website to read about the NBA Finals, instead decided I needed an autoplay advertisement from a Tex-Mex fast food joint.
I was going to say, if you feel hungry for Mexican food, now you know why.
I do.
There's one right over there, by the way.
Let's be real. I could eat Mexican squarely 7 out of 10 meals and be totally happy
with
it.
Yeah, me too.
Totally happy with it. So, the Oklahoma City Thunder opened in the NBA Finals as a -750 favorite to win this series. The Pacers opened as a +525, better than 5-2-1. Bet a hundo, win $500+ back. Does that feel like a wonky number to anybody but me? Or are y'all all convinced that the Thunder are rolling this thing in 5 max? Because that's what Vegas says.
Well, I mean, not only are a lot of people convinced, including your boy, the overnight guy, the Knicks guy, who
old
got
Patty B.
Who was wrong on every single game because he rooted for the Knicks and then says that OKC's going to, you know, whip their butts. Like, okay, all right. Yeah, I don't believe you. And I don't believe it's going to be a sweep. OKC may ultimately win the whole thing, but I don't think it's a sweep. Do you?
I do not think it is a sweep. Not only do I not think it is a sweep, last night I got the call from our buddy, Sean Levine, the sports machine, who is a nationally syndicated host on the Infinity Sports Network as well. Oh, Sean Boy called me, said, I need somebody to light up my life. Can you come on the radio show with me today? And I said, yeah, what am I doing? It's Sunday Funny. What am I doing? Spending it with my family?
Light up my life.
It was very nice. I felt very flattered. I said, yes, Sean Levine, I'm going to stand up and stop watching this series of wonderful documentaries and Marvel movies I've been watching with my wife all day to come talk about basketball with you.
Just say no.
No, I didn't
Just
do that.
Just say no.
Are you telling me, you're telling me to say no to spreading my infectious energy across America? No. The world needs me. And I stood up and provided, like Cap himself.
I don't believe that you're capable of saying no, but I mean, that's fine. You got to talk about
I am capable. I refuse to do it.
Okay.
So Sean Levine brings me on, and he said, Rob Brown, -750, go the Oklahoma City Thunder to win this game. Is there any chance the Pacers win? And I said, yes. In fact, I have a series to compare it to. Not a basketball series, a hockey series, but a series I want to compare it to. And that series is the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes from the last round of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Because I feel the same way about the Pacers that I felt about the Canes coming into that. Are they underdogs? Yes. Are they justifiable underdogs? Yes. Does it make sense that they are underdogs? Yes. Does it make sense they're big underdogs? Yeah, it kind of does. But there are a couple of things that have me believing, and perhaps I shall be wrong, and I'll take my crow medium rare. But there are a couple of things that have me interested in the Pacers as a +525 underdog. Here are those things. Number one, and this is not a new take, but it is a relevant take to this.
By the way, he said new, not nude. It sounded like he said nude take, but it was new. It was new.
I did do my interview with Sean Levine in my boxers last night.
Okay, that's still not nude.
I let him know, too. I wasn't shy about it. This is not a new take, nor is it a nude take, as I am at work, and Lonzo is HR. So the take is this. I don't think the Minnesota Timberwolves were as good as they have gotten credit for being. I think they're good. I don't think they're as good as they've gotten credit for being. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves, because they beat the Lakers, I think a lot of people kind of got suckered in. Because, and for the record, I was one of them. I just want to be honest about it. I was one of them. I really liked the Lakers. I said, yo, LeBron and Luka, what a combo, what a duo. And I allowed them to talk me out of a position I've held for a very long time, which is, if you don't have at least a top level 5, you can't win. You can't. And the Lakers did not have that. That was the whole thing about them trying to trade for what was his name, Mark Andrews, up out of Charlotte, get a 7-footer down there, give them a guy to lean off of. Because all that happened was the Timberwolves said, all right, you don't have a 5. We have Rudy Gobert. And the Lakers made Rudy Gobert look like friggin' prime Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It was insane. They made Rudy Gobert offensively look like Shaq. He had 27-point games in that. No game, no world should Rudy Gobert have a 27-point game. He don't got that in the bag. But he did in that series. But because it was Luka and LeBron, and because everybody, and myself included, I acknowledge the night that Luka got traded to the Lakers, I immediately said, I'll bet the Lakers to the NBA Finals. Because I said, all right, Luka gets to run the position he's most comfortable at, which is an attacking point. LeBron gets to move back to the outside. He doesn't have to be a 1-4 hybrid. He can go to the true 3, true 4, whatever one he wants to play, whatever one he's better suited for. Doesn't matter. And had I just stuck with the Rob Brown philosophy, if you don't have a top 5-5, you can't win this thing, then I would have called Lakers in 5, which is what happened. I think the Timberwolves were made to look better than they actually are by the Lakers, who everybody fell in love with because of the Luka trade, but we all overlooked their deficiencies. Then they go to the 4-1 win over the Warriors. Now, everybody thought the Warriors got rejuvenated when they went and they got playoff Jimmy. And don't get me wrong, I fell for that too. Love playoff Jimmy. Except for Jimmy let his true colors shine. When Steph Curry went down because he had that injury, when Steph went down and they said, yo, you're not getting back till game 6 after game, what was he, got hurt in game 2? They said he's not coming back till game 6. Jimmy Butler became the guy at Golden State, and Jimmy Butler ain't the guy. I used to get in legit debates with Ryan Horvat, who said his philosophy on Jimmy Buckets has been for a very long time. I do not think Jimmy Butler will ever be the best player on a championship team. I think he'll be on championship teams, but I don't think he'll ever be the best player on one. He had a chance to be the best player on a championship team because a lot of us said, oh, maybe the Warriors are the team coming out of the West. Timberwolves smoked them. But again, they did it with no Steph Curry. And a Golden State team that was reliant on Draymond Green and the 7, 8, 9 points he was giving them a night. I think the Timberwolves got made to look better by a depleted and aging Golden State Warriors team. And so they roll up to the Thunder. Everybody's like, oh, Ant-Man Edwards. And I love Anthony Edwards. I think Ant-Man Edwards can be face of the league. I don't want to get into that discussion again, but I will. I think Ant-Man Edwards absolutely has face of the league talent. Here's the problem. Oklahoma City is a very good defensive team. Very good defense. Top 2 defensive team in the league. And so what they do? We're going to take Anthony Edwards away from you. Somebody else has got to be this guy. Somebody else is going to have to do it. It ain't Rudy Gobert, because Oklahoma City's got a Thunder who got a player in Chet Holmgren who is not only getting better game by game, but is willing to get up under the basket and throw the body around a little bit, play a little defense. Now, all of a sudden, Rudy Gobert is not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar anymore. And when Rudy Gobert goes away, and they said, who else from the Thunder is going to get it done? Because we are not letting Ant do it. They were picking Ant up at the half court, and if Ant beat a dude, they just said, roll the defense to wherever Anthony Edwards goes. So every time Ant got away from one defender, there was another top 25 NBA defender waiting for him. Didn't matter where he went. There was always another top 25 defender waiting for him. And by the time we got to game 3 in that series, yo, you could see the exhaustion on the face of Anthony Edwards, and nobody else was able to give him the help that he needed. So I don't think the Timberwolves were as good as we thought they were. I think they made the Thunder look even better. I said, oh, it's a 4-1 series win over the Timberwolves. Like, how great are the Thunder? The answer is they are a great basketball team. But I think the Oklahoma City Thunder, who knocked off the Grizzlies, the only team in the West that I said should not be in these playoffs, knocked off the Nuggets, who, yeah, Nikola Jokic is a dog, Jamal Murray's a closer, but that team ain't the Denver Nuggets team from a couple of years ago. Knocked off the Nuggets. And by the way, took them all 7 games to do it, right? Like, that series tells me more about the Thunder, I think, than the finals against the Timberwolves. Then they go 4-1 over the Timberwolves, a team that took down a depleted Lakers team, a depleted Warriors team, an aging Warriors team. I think the Thunder are very good. I don't think that they are this absolute steamrolling wrecking ball that they've been made out to be. On the flip side, the Heat got swept by the Cavaliers. Cavaliers are a good basketball team. The Pacers beat them 4-1. I would say, And maybe this is just me. Great one. Disagree if you want to. The Pacers 4-1 series victory over the Cavaliers, to me, was more impressive than any series that the Thunder have won so far in these playoffs.
Oh, absolutely, because how good Cleveland was coming up, I mean, regular season.
Number one seed in the East.
Yeah.
Best record.
And they looked like they were going to come into the playoffs, and they were strong. They weren't overly injured or anything like that at first, and yeah.
Yeah. To me, the win by the Pacers over, and by the way, over the Bucks too. Good win over Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks. But the win over the Pacers to me, or over the Cavs to me, was maybe based on taking the injuries into consideration and all that. I mean it. I think the 4-1 victory over the Cavaliers might be the most impressive series victory of any series victory in these playoffs. I think it's more impressive than Thunder Nuggets, more impressive than Timberwolves Warriors, more impressive than Thunder Timberwolves, more impressive than Knicks Celtics, because after Jason Tatum went down, the Celtics weren't the Celtics anymore. And the only one I would say maybe more impressive is Pacers taking down the Knicks in six. Like, that's impressive, because the Knicks are a good basketball team. I think the Pacers have had a tougher road to get here, and they have not taken more than six to win a series. And honestly, the Knicks are probably lucky it got to six. I think the Pacers have faced a tougher road to get here, played better opponents, and played better against them than the Thunder have at any point. So I'm not saying the Pacers are going to win the series, because the Thunder are a very good team. But I'm saying the folks that have them priced at minus 750 to win the series, the folks that I've heard nationally saying Thunder in four, maybe gentlemen sweep, I think you might be surprised. I think this could be Thunder in six. I think it could be Thunder in seven. I'm going to keep it a buck. I think it could be Pacers in six, because I do think they have to win it in Indiana. If it's a game seven in OKC, I don't think they're winning a game seven at OKC. That place is going to be unglued. I don't know. Home court advantage matters in the NBA, right? Like, it just does. When you have in Indiana, I don't want to give Mario credit for anything, but the Indiana Pacer Fieldhouse has been unglued. But so is the Thunder. So is the Thunder. The Fieldhouse at OKC has been unbelievable. So I think it's got to be 1-6 if it's going to be by the Pacers. But I do think they can win this series. It is going to come down to one matchup for me. And it's not SGA versus Tyrese Halliburton. I said this to Sean Levine last night too. Halliburton keeps ending games with like 20-21. They're like, how are you going to keep up with SGA when he's scoring 34? The answer is Tyrese ends games with 20-21 and 14-15-16 assist. And when he gets to 14-15-16 assists, if we turn those assists into points, Tyrese is giving you 50 points a game in the wins. So that matchup's good to me. It's going to come down to Miles Turner versus Chet Holmgren in the middle. Can Miles do what he did to Big Cat? Yeah, you're going to get your 20, but you're not getting 15 rebounds, 16 rebounds. You're getting 6 or 7. You can get your 22 points, but you're not getting 8 assists, 9 assists out of the paint. You're getting 3 or 4. And if he can, I think the Pacers can win this series. I'm not saying I'm picking them. I got a couple of days to determine that, but they can stop it. Start it, Lonzo. And by that, I mean your award-winning Sports Flash.
Let's get it started in here. The number one national seed has been bounced from the College Baseball National Championship Tournament as Vanderbilt was eliminated by Wright State yesterday. Texas, the number two seed, was eliminated by UTSA, whatever that is, in the regional final. The Clemson Tigers were bounced as well, eliminated by Kentucky in a 16-4 loss. In golf, Scottie Scheffler dominated the field at the Memorial. Scheffler fired a 2-under-70 on Sunday and was the only player to break par all 4 days. Scheffler joins Tiger Woods as the only player to win the Memorial in consecutive years and recorded just one bogey across the final 40 holes. The Atlanta Braves dropped a 3-1 decision at home to the Red Sox yesterday. Bryce Elder called up just days earlier to replace A.J. Smith-Shaver after a confirmed UCL tear. Went 5.1 innings, giving up 6 hits and 3 earned runs, striking out 4. Atlanta had just 5 hits, going 1-for-6 with runners on scoring position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.